What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, right now and use promo code DOGS when you check out. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale, plus you'll get 8 free burgers with your order. And again, use that code DOGS when you check out to get $30 off your order. And Danger Coffee. Get 10% off at dangercoffee.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS. 10% off mold-free, toxin-free, delicious coffee.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh all alone with you today, and I've got to get on here and talk to you guys about this free agent frenzy. And boy, are we ever in the middle of it. Yesterday, Monday, you know, last night we did a live show and we were breaking down the Browns re-signing, bringing back Za'Darius Smith on the edge, bringing back Maurice Hurst, big belly rub guy that we wanted real bad. He's coming back, and we talked about all those things last night. And then, you know, after the show, Browns had a linebacker, Jordan Hicks, get signed, and that was really exciting to see him come in. So we'll talk about that. We've got a whole bunch of things to talk about from today. So before I dive into these things real quick, and originally I wanted to do a specific video episode topic on each one of these guys that the Browns are going to be signing throughout the week and throughout free agency altogether. That's just not going to work. It's not practical right now because things are happening so fast and so furious that I'm going to put it all into one piece here and I'll pull out each individual player clip for YouTube. But if you're listening on audio, appreciate you guys so much. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts right now, please go back to the Dogs Podcast homepage, scroll down to the bottom, leave us a 5-star review with a comment. That really helps the show out a ton on the podcasting platforms. Just 5 stars and then say whatever you want about the show. Great show, good Browns content, love these guys, whatever. It doesn't have to be long, something quick, simple, helps us out a ton. And if you're watching on YouTube, please make sure you guys are liking this video, subscribing to the channel. We are very, very close to hitting our 9,000 subscriber mark and we are excited to get there. So help us subscribe to the channel. So, as I mentioned, we're going to start things off. We're going to go kind of chronological order here, and let's talk about the Browns signing linebacker Jordan Hicks. Last year, played for the Minnesota Vikings, previously played for the Philadelphia Eagles, and has experience with Jim Schwartz in the past. So, Jordan Hicks comes in, and it looks like the Browns are signing him to a 2-year deal, $8 million, $4 million a year. Now, whenever we were talking about linebackers for the Browns, let's just take stats and all that kind of stuff off the table for just a moment. We'll dive into that in a sec. But when we were looking at linebackers, and if you guys watched my linebackers episode talking about the state of the Browns for 2024, you know, Patrick Queen just got signed by the Steelers. And actually, hold on 1 second. Let me pull up and see what he made with the Steelers. Okay, so it turns out Patrick Queen signs for a 3-year, $41 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, comes out to just a little over $13.5 million a year annual average salary. So that's just not the kind of money Andrew Berry and the Cleveland Browns front office is going to spend at the linebacker position. We already have our own linebacker on the roster who's going to command, you know, a higher annual salary, a higher cap number than what the Browns are you know, historically willing to spend at that position with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. He's going to need a contract here soon, and if the Browns want to keep him around, we're not going to be spending 10, 11, 12, 13 plus million dollars a year on another linebacker. So a guy like Patrick Queen, I had that. Somebody asked me on Twitter, what do you guys think about Patrick Queen? I think he's a great player. Awesome. He would be sweet in our defense. Not going to happen. Way too expensive. Apply that same thought process and methodology toward any linebacker who's going to be more than what the Browns paid for Jordan Hicks. So with Anthony Schwartz out the door signing in Miami, the Browns bring in Jordan Hicks. Personally, I think it's a great move. I think that we talked a ton. I did, again, in the linebackers episode, talking about Anthony Schwartz, the impact that he had on the defense, his leadership, his center field ability, the leader of that defense with the green dot, all that good stuff. Being in the middle there, holding that down, being a great tackler, and just communicating, commanding the defense from that position. And the problem with Anthony Schwartz was the problem that we've had for three seasons with him was injuries. And, you know, the Browns decided not the guy they want to bring back, which I talked about that as well. I wouldn't bring him back either. Nothing against him personally. I think he's a great player, great guy. I just think the time has passed for him with Cleveland and they felt the same. And it's really good to see that on day one of free agency, the Browns address this middle linebacker position. They're not messing around. They know the importance of having a proven guy in that position without having to spend a ton of money. So you've got a guy now, Jordan Hicks, and I'm sorry, I know I said Philadelphia before that. So he started his career in Philadelphia back in 2015. Looks like he played his rookie contract in Philly, went and played in Arizona for 3 years after that, and then Minnesota the last two seasons. So he's 31, going to be 32. So he is an older linebacker on a two-year deal. You're going to see him play out this season, and then we'll see what ends up happening next season. I'm not sure how the contract is structured. Honestly, with any of these guys, I don't really know how the contracts are structured as far as what their dead cap hits are going to end up being next season. Is this a two-year deal with an out after the first year? We'll see how all that breaks down. But Jordan Hicks, over 100 tackles the last five consecutive seasons, and the season before all that, he was at 91. So this dude is a tackling machine. Just looking through his game logs, early in his career with Philadelphia, looks like, you know, he only played 8 games, then he played a full season of 16, then he only played 7 games. And then after those first 3 years, it's been 12, 16, 16, 17, 17, 13 last year. So, you know, the pie in the sky for any player in the NFL is to say, I want a guy who's going to be on the field all 17 games. But a realistic person understands that the NFL is not the type of sport. This is not the league where the majority of guys play every game. If you're a starter on a team, you're playing a ton of snaps, a lot of meaningful snaps in a starter's role, odds are you are going to get injured at some point. Now, a lot of guys are able to play through injuries, and we always say there's a difference between playing hurt, playing injured, being hurt, being injured. These guys are hurt all year. These guys are hurt all year. Every day there's something. With every player that plays, they are hurt. Now, injuries creep up. Obviously, as Browns fans, we know that. We live that life in 2023. So to see a guy like Jordan Hicks come in and he's got pretty much, for the most part, full seasons in his last 6 NFL seasons, that is encouraging as a Browns fan to know that he's coming in to be that middle linebacker and he's a sure-handed tackler. I mean, you know, and the thing is, not huge sack numbers, not huge tackle for loss numbers, but guess what? Neither was Anthony Walker. Anthony Walker's there to hold down that middle and make the tackle, and that's what Jordan Hicks does. Leave the tackles for loss, the potential sacks and all that stuff for a guy like JOK. That's where he specializes, and the Browns understand that. We're not trying to go out and get a player that can do it all, be the leading tackler, the leading sack getter outside of Myles Garrett, the leading tackle for, like, we have guys to play specific roles, and Jordan Hicks is coming in to play a specific role. And I think it was a very, very good signing by the Browns. So I'm excited to see him reunited with Jim Schwartz on the Browns defense. And I think he'll be fun to watch. I do expect the Browns to draft somebody else, a middle linebacker, to maybe step in and play some meaningful snaps this year, at least develop and grow, because, again, Hicks will be here this year, maybe next year too, but that'll be it because he'll be 33, 34. And it'll be time to move on from him. So for 2024, this was an excellent signing, in my opinion. And I'm excited to see what he can do, like I said, reunited with Jimmy Schwartz. So next, big, I don't know if it's like huge news. We were talking last night on the live show a lot about what running back are the Browns going to bring in, because obviously we can hope, pray, wish, say whatever we want as Browns fans. Nick Chubb is not going to be Nick Chubb, 100% ready to go at the beginning of the season. Could very possibly start the season on PUP. And when he does come back, we just don't know. You got to be fair to the human side of Nick Chubb and say, it's not fair to expect you to come off a second major knee surgery at 28, 29 years old and be the productive 25-year-old Nick Chubb that we felt like we had for years and years. So Nick Chubb will be back at some point, but we need running back help to get us to that point. And the Browns decided to go with Nyheim Hines. It's an interesting signing. Nyheim Hines, not like a workhorse, do-it-all type of running back that maybe we were more or less hoping for. I think, you know, we talked a lot about Zach Moss, who we ended up not being able to sign. It seems like the Browns just were not willing to commit to a two-year, $4 million a year average, which I think is what Zach Moss signed for. Correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, right there he is with the Bengals. That's right. He signed with the Bengals 2 years, $8 million. So yeah, $4 million a year. So Nyheim Hines comes in on a one-year deal worth up to $3.5 million. So I've seen some people online say, well, the Browns didn't want to pay $4 million, you know, for a year for Zach Moss, who is a better running back. Now, Nyheim Hines, when he's healthy, is one of the best receiving backs in the NFL. As far as running back on the ground between the tackles, that kind of thing with his carries, it would have been Zach Moss. But when you see these, this is a terminology thing, and we'll get to this when we start talking about the backup quarterback for the Browns. When the contract information comes out and you're seeing it on social media and on ESPN, all this stuff, and it says worth up to $3.5 million with the Browns, that is not saying Nyheim Hines is getting a $3.5 million contract. So I've seen people post, well, why not just pay $500,000 more and you could have had Zach Moss? Not the case. This is going to be incentive-based. Nyheim Hines is coming off a nasty ACL injury, and let me talk to you about that real quick, because I forgot all about this. Nyheim Hines played for the Colts for a while, got traded to the Buffalo Bills, and then didn't really see much of him, and I knew he had been injured, but I had forgotten all about what happened. So before 2023 even started last offseason, Nyheim Hines was in a jet ski accident in North Carolina. So this is, I like I said, forgot all about this. He ended up suing over this because according, and I'm quoting here from Sports Illustrated, according to North Carolina authorities, Nyheim Hines was struck by a recklessly operating jet skier traveling at potentially 40 miles per hour and in violation of North Carolina's minimum watercraft education training requirements. So Nyheim Hines was out on the lake and got hit by a reckless driving jet skier, and it destroyed his season. He tore his ACL. Let me see. What was there anything else that happened to him? No, that's really all it's saying. But anyway, that put him out for the season, and it was a non-football injury. So it's not like we've seen Nyheim Hines go out and he's injury prone or anything like that on the field. He's coming off a knee injury just like Nick Chubb is. So we've got two of these guys now. But this one obviously happened during the summer, so he's had more time already to recover. It was not the same severity of an injury as Nick Chubb. So I think Nyheim Hines will be good. And what I predict to happen with Nyheim Hines ultimately, and this is day one of him being signed. The news just came out a little bit ago. So yes, this is a lot of speculation, but with the contract being worth up to $3.5 million coming off an ACL injury, I think he's 28.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Years old, I think. I think a lot of what this incentive-based contract is going to look like for Nyheim Hines, and we'll talk about when the full details come out, but I think part of it might actually just be making the team. And that might sound a little crazy to say, and I haven't really seen that being speculated about online. Everybody's just wondering where he's going to slot in among Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong. On a one-year deal signed like this, I'm pretty sure the Browns could end up cutting him at the end of training camp this summer if things don't work out, and they won't be out probably hardly any dead cap at all since it's a one-year deal. So I'm not overly concerned with how Nyheim Hines is going to slot in with the Browns. I'm more concerned with what else are we doing at running back, because he's not the answer. He's not the guy to come in here and hold down the fort while Nick Chubb is out. He's not the guy to alleviate a lot of pressure off of Jerome Ford. So Nyheim Hines, good player. This is a good contract for the Browns. And I think this is absolutely a situation where the Browns are going to draft a running back, a young guy. They're going to go through the process, evaluate, and figure out who they think can come in here and potentially be the future starter after Nick Chubb is officially done, retires, whatever. Because as much as we love Nick Chubb, those days are probably not too... We're closer to those days than we are from them. Let's put it that way. And to get a good young guy on a rookie contract in here, that's what the Browns are probably aiming to do. And there are still tons of veteran running backs that they can bring in. We talked about Ezekiel Elliott. We talked about him last year. I would love to see Ezekiel Elliott come in to be a placeholder, especially in the beginning of the season when guys are the most healthy. And older running backs, you can get a good head of steam rolling at the beginning of the year. You tend to taper off toward the end, but hopefully toward the end is when we get Nick back. So that's Nyheim Hines. We'll see what the situation is there. If he is on the team, I think he's a great addition to the team. But this could be an instance where Pierre Strong may not be making the cut. This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, the 50% off site-wide sale is still happening over at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Head over there today. Make sure you take advantage of this 50% off sale on everything on their website. Plus, go to that URL, /dogs, and then if you use promo code DOGS when you check out, you get $30 off your order. This is a deal you cannot beat, especially with the price of meat and all food and just everything right now is sky high. It's just stupid. But this kind of sale. Now, this meat is the best stuff you guys can get. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about it for years. The steaks are my absolute favorite. I love them. The burgers, the jumbo franks, brats, the chicken, the pork, all the seafood. They've got the ready-to-eat meals, desserts. They even have wine and things like that. Just go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, check out everything they have to offer, and make sure that you use promo code DOGS when you check out. Get $30 off your order, omahasteaks.com/dogs. Minimum order may apply. All right, let's talk about the big one that is causing all kinds of shit controversy all over Twitter, and I'm kind of just sick and tired of talking about the freaking backup position, backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Look, I know. What Joe Flacco did in 2023 was awesome. It really was. Much appreciation to Joe and everything he did coming in here, being a great locker room guy, great leader, just taking the role, the bull by the horns in what he was asked to do and doing a great job with it. The dude turned the ball over a shit ton. Threw a lot of interceptions, fumbles, and at the end of the day, that ended up hurting us very badly in the wild card game. Now, it wasn't the only thing that hurt us, obviously, but it did hurt us. So what do the Browns do now? We have signed Jameis Winston to the backup quarterback role with a contract, terminology again, pay attention, worth up to $8.7 million. I have seen a lot of people saying, well, you got to be kidding. We should have paid $9 million to get Joe Flacco. I think Marcus Mariota got $10 million to be a back, all this stuff. This contract, and again, this is another one where when the details come out, it's going to be very interesting to see what these incentives are that push it up to $8.7 million, because the base contract for Jameis Winston could be somewhere around three or three and a half, which is a great price for a very good, in my opinion, backup quarterback, a guy who has had, I think, three or four seasons in his career where he's been over 4,000 yards passing as a starter, one season where he was over 5,000. So the dude can throw yards. He throws touchdowns. He throws a lot of interceptions. So I think the mindset around this is partially Joe Flacco threw a lot of interceptions. Jameis Winston throws a lot of interceptions. So why not just sign Joe Flacco? Jameis Winston has a lot more mobility. He's a lot younger. He's a guy that, if things go well with him in Cleveland, could stay on to be a more long-term backup, which is a position we know the Browns are interested in finding a longer-term solution to. They don't want to be kicking around trying to figure out who's the backup this year, who's the backup now. That's why they drafted Dorian Thompson-Robinson last year in the draft. They were hoping he would develop and could be the long-term backup solution to Deshaun Watson while he's under contract with the Browns. That doesn't necessarily look like it's going to pan out, at least after 1 year. Now, it was just 1 year. The kid was a rookie. He had a rough go, whatever. But I think bringing in Jameis Winston is another step in that direction. And again, the mobility, the youth factor, and I just think he fits what the Browns want to do. And we have no idea what the contract conversations have even been between Joe Flacco and the Browns. Now, his agent came out and said that a contract was not offered, but that doesn't mean, what am I trying to say here? Just because a contract wasn't offered by the Browns doesn't mean that conversations didn't take place. The Browns may have very, very easily walked away from a conversation with Joe Flacco and his agent and said, Joe's looking for too much money. Maybe Joe Flacco said, look, I would still like an opportunity to come in here and compete for that starting job. That's not crazy to because of what he did and what he's already said this offseason about looking for an opportunity, seeing what the free agent market, you know, the options are for him. He has talked about these things. So I don't think that being relegated to a strict backup role, which the QB2 position in Cleveland is a strict backup role, I don't know if that's necessarily what he has in mind still. And while he said, I love Cleveland, I would love to be back there, does not mean that conversations didn't include, and I'm speculating, of course, so this, and again, maybe none of this happened, but there's got to be more than just petty reasons why the Browns would not bring back Joe Flacco. And I've seen a lot of people saying online, and I hate this so much, and I know it's probably not a ton of you guys saying this stuff, but I'm still going to address it. They're saying the Browns don't want a quarterback controversy. They don't want Deshaun Watson looking over his shoulder. Deshaun Watson didn't want Joe Flacco, and that's why they signed Jameis Winston. Guys, these are professional athletes. Deshaun Watson has the contract and the commitment, the trade capital. The dude is the starting quarterback. There is nothing he is worried about. There is no performance on the field that he's afraid of having, that he's like, man, I might lose my job. He's not losing his job. He is the starting quarterback. Win or lose, whatever it looks like, he is the starter. And I don't think Deshaun Watson has a problem being competitive. He has been a competitor his entire career, high school, college, pro. The guy is a competitor, and we saw the relationship between Deshaun Watson and Joe Flacco during the stretch run last year where Joe Flacco was lighting it up. Deshaun Watson was having a ton of fun with him on the sideline. These two were always together when Deshaun was on the sideline and when the team let him be on the sideline, I should say. And this relationship was good. You could just tell it was a good relationship. And my honest opinion would be the Browns felt like it was going to be too costly. Joe Flacco, I mean, come on, the guy's almost 40 years old. He just came off a very impressive stretch. He's probably looking to capitalize. Let me just get one more decent contract before I hang up these cleats for good. And it's just not what the Browns are going to do. So don't look at the $8.7 million to Jameis Winston and think, wow, we probably could have had Joe for that or a little more. Jameis Winston's not going to make $8.7 million unless all the incentives get hit, which if the incentives get hit, then we have, that means we have a very cheap starting quarterback, because God forbid, that means something terrible happened again to Deshaun. So as long as Deshaun Watson's on the field playing football, Jameis Winston is the backup. It doesn't matter who's the backup, and he's not making $8.7 million because his incentives will not be hit. So that's the situation with Jameis Winston. I don't think it's a terrible signing. I think at the end of the day, it's the backup quarterback role. And just like with last season, the Browns, if we're at any point in the season having to worry about who's playing quarterback, then that just means things got derailed yet again. And we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But as of right now, we know who the starter is, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that matters. And last but not least, this just came across my screen here as I was recording this. So, hey, perfect timing. We're going to talk about Shelby Harris. He is coming back. I'm so excited. We talked about the defensive tackle position and how, yes, a guy like Christian Wilkins, of course the Browns were interested in him, but that was never a reasonable, practical option for the Browns. They're going to make way too much money. And just, I definitely had a strong feeling. And if you, again, go back, watch my State of the Browns. A lot of the State of the Browns is playing out now in free agency, and that's why I did all those videos and all those breakdowns of the roster. If you look at the defensive tackle position, I talked about this. Dalvin Tomlinson locked in as your long-term starter, main guy at the defensive tackle position. Siaki Ika, the only other guy under contract, and he was a rookie last year, third-round pick, so he's going to get integrated more this season into the rotation at that position. The Browns are going to do exactly what they did last year because it freaking worked. They're going to get a bunch of these one-year contract guys at the defensive tackle position. They're not going to pay a ton of money for an interior defensive lineman. They've got $14 million, you know, a year wrapped up in Dalvin Tomlinson. That's the most they're going to do. They are going to fill the rest of this position with good quality, a little bit older players that are cheap. And that's why we got Maurice Hurst back, and now we get Shelby Harris back. Shelby Harris was awesome last year. He did excellent in his role. We had talked about this when I was with Kenny Mack talking about free agents and cap casualties. Maurice Hurst and Shelby Harris need to come back again as defensive tackles. And look at that, within the first 24 hours? Yeah, I guess so. 36 hours of free agency. Here we are. We got both of these guys back. Beside Dalvin Tomlinson, we got Za'Darius Smith back. This is just, this is awesome. I loved what our defensive line was last year. Now look for the Browns to add probably another defensive tackle on a one-year deal, a cheaper deal. And let's see who they add to that room, because they did this last year. They added Tristan Hill, and I think there was somebody else. Now, a couple of those guys didn't make it through training camp, but during free agency, they were added. So they're not done. There's going to be at least one more defensive tackle added to this roster for at least to be a camp body, to be a summer guy to come in and compete and see what we do. And I wouldn't put it past the Browns to potentially draft another defensive tackle if a guy they really like is available, but they are in a spot where they don't have to. Everything that they've done in free agency so far has opened up the draft immensely. You get Jerry Jeudy. So that means I'm not pushing wide receiver, you know, in the second round anymore, because we got Jerry Jeudy. So if there's a guy there we like, cool. If not, go with a different position. We got the middle linebacker, same situation. We got defensive tackles. We've got the opposite edge rusher from Myles Garrett. The Browns can kind of do whatever they freaking want throughout the draft, which is exactly the position Andrew Berry wanted to be in, and he was going to be in, and he's got us there now. So hats off to Andrew Berry. Thank you for everything that you are doing so far in free agency. And I am going to wrap this thing up, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll probably do some more free agent updates throughout the week. We're going to sign more guys. We're going to want to talk about them and get some information out to you guys. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, like, subscribe, share this video, share the content, follow us on socials. We appreciate everybody. 5-star reviews on Apple, please, guys. Those help a ton. We really appreciate it. And until I talk to you guys again about more free agents, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.